Hello, soldier. Can I buy you a drink? I know usually it's the other way around, and it's a soldier that would be buying the girl a drink, but I know who you are, even if you're trying to keep a low profile. Don't worry, I won't tell anyone, even if that would make you the most popular man here. It's not who you are, though. You're modest. That's what kept coming through in the interviews and the news stories. You know, if you want some quiet and some privacy, why don't you finish that drink? We can go back to my place. I have music and some whiskey I was saving for a special occasion. And in my book, they don't get much more special than a hero like you. Sorry, I'm making you nervous, aren't I? You really are as humble as they say you are. But you can't go unrecognized for too much longer, not with your picture everywhere. I think people are already starting to think you look familiar. So why don't you and I slip out the back and continue this conversation back at my place? I can tell you're hesitant. That it's not like someone like you has anything to fear from someone like me. We can just drink and talk, if that's all you want. Good. Let me take your arm and show you the way. Here we are. It's not much, but it's clean and it's quiet. And cozy. Let me open that whiskey I was talking about. Go ahead and put some music on. Something slow. Here you are. It's good, isn't it? It's not what I normally drink, but tonight's a special night. There's a very special man. And I think a special night calls for a little dancing. Oh, don't worry if you're not good at dancing. The story said that you've never touched a gun before the war started, but you're apparently a fast learner. So let's just finish off these drinks and dance for a little while.
You're the one I care for. You're the one I'm there for.
Who am I? Does it really matter? Can I just be some girl who is excited by the idea of being around the big war hero? You don't like that. Please, keep dancing. What if I'm an extra patriotic woman who just wants to show her appreciation to one of the war's greatest heroes? Wait, sorry. I thought that would be enough. Can it be enough? It's not like I'm a virgin. I had a boyfriend. I gave myself to him before he was deployed. No. You wouldn't be coming between us. He died in battle over a year ago. Can it be about that? Me finally letting go of my first love? A tragic love? Fine. That convoy you saved? My brother was in it. He's still recovering, like a lot of men are. But they all say none of them would have made it without you. First they had said it had been lost entirely. Then the news came that someone had rescued many of them. when my brother's name was on the list of survivors, it just awakened emotions in me that I thought I had lost a year ago. I owe you for his life. For all of the others you saved as well. And for the sisters and daughters and wives and girlfriends who'll never get a chance to thank you. You're still going? I opened my heart to you. Any of the reasons I gave to you should have been enough for you. But you're going to turn me down? Please, hear me out one more time, and then you can leave. I'm as patriotic as the next girl, but I wouldn't give myself to a man just for that reason. Not because of their fame. I went looking for you tonight because of my brother. I was determined to reward you for saving him in the only way I thought I best could, even if all I knew about you was what everyone else knows from the news. So I brought you back here. I seduced you as best as a naive girl like myself could. I offered my body to you. And you turned me down because you knew, like I secretly did, that it wasn't really for the right reasons. And you don't want me if it's for the wrong reasons. I sense that you don't want me to make a mistake that I might regret later. Even on leave, it seems you can't stop saving people. But because of that, strangely enough, is why I want you to make love to me now. You're a good man. You're not just someone who's good at fighting. You win battles and save people because you care. I want you now, not because of what you've done before, but because of who you are. There are so many dead in this war already. This may be the best chance I have to know love with one of the truly good men left. So, now will you make love to me? Thank you. I like feeling your mouth on mine and your arms around me. But I want you to use your hands to undress me now while I help you. Don't worry about the dress or the buttons. I can sew them back on later. And the bra, it fastens in the back. You haven't had much experience doing that before, have you? You're not the person I thought you were. But you are just the man I need. And now, I need you to carry me over to the bed. It's not a big bed. It's barely big enough for me, but I'm eager to find ways to make it work for the both of us. Just lie on top of me. My brother told me about the beds in the military. I'm probably the most comfortable thing you've been on since this war started. Now touch and explore my body. It's yours. Don't keep me waiting for too long. See? Can you tell how ready I am? How much I want to do this? My body wants you in me. My mind and heart as well. So please, go ahead and do it. That felt better than I expected. When I planned this, I didn't care much about my own pleasure. But you do. I know you'll be just as gentle with me as you are fierce in battle. My first time, I just lay there, but I wanted to learn. Here, let me try some things. There, that feels good for both of us, doesn't it? Touching me, kissing me. Just don't stop moving. Let's forget about the war and all the bad things. This is good. This is good. What we're doing, it's right. It's all that matters. Oh God, I'm going to orgasm. No, do it inside me. Don't let me finish alone. Don't ever let me be alone. It's okay. I'm not crying because I regret it. I'll never have a moment as perfect as this again. But we still have the rest of tonight. I know you have to report back soon. But this war, it can't last forever, right? I'll wait for you if you want me. If you keep yourself safe, even if you are more concerned about other people's lives than your own. But maybe now I can give you something a little more to live for. So for tonight, let's live for each other. Tomorrow and the next day, live for me. Come back to me. I'll wait as long as it takes.